Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents How to Watch Soccer by Ruud Hullit, translated from the Dutch by Sam Herman, narrated by Sean Grindel. Forward. All soccer players have their own style. That goes for soccer analysts too. Some analysts are provocative, some analysts are loud, and some analysts try to stay friends with everyone. When covering soccer, broadcasters like to present a mix of all these styles of commentary to give viewers a complete picture. When I appear as an analyst, I watch the game as a manager rather than as a player. By contrast, many fans tend to watch as spectators. It's natural, but it's the difference between watching a game and watching the ball. The first thing I look at is how the manager has lined up each team. That tells you immediately what his intentions are and how he plans to hurt the other side. Then as the match starts, you watch whether each team manages to execute its game plan, and how the other side has anticipated this plan. From the pattern of play, you can see which team is dominating, and is able to take an advantage on the basis of its formation and tactics. Now you're already a few minutes into the game, and you've hardly even looked at the ball. As the game continues, I watch for details, and look for reasons why things go wrong. Everyone can see the mistake. The point is, why did it happen? Where and why did teams slip up? Often the fault is not with the person who made the error, such as the last defender or the goalkeeper. It starts way before. Not everyone watching the screen can see that. And that's where the analyst comes in, to show things which may not be obvious, but that have a crucial impact on the course of the game. I also try to explain how a mistake should have been avoided. I do this without looking for scapegoats. I'm critical. I base my